probably defensively last inning. Grounds the first pitch to the right side. Second baseman up with the ball. Throws to first in time for out number two. Lee advances to second on the play. And that brings up Satozaki. Satozaki came in midway through the game. The first pitch is swung on and grounded to the second baseman, who is up with the ball, throws to first in time, and the Marines are down in order here in the ninth. We're going to the Tigers' last chance. Valentine Kantoka coming out to announce his closer of the game. Going to the bottom of the ninth. The Chivalote Marines continue to lead this one by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Tigers down by one. The Tigers this inning will be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8. Kataoka, Yano, and Fujimoto. Kataoka came in defensively last inning at third base. And it's Kobayashi Masahide taking the mound for the Chivalote Marines. This is Kobayashi's first appearance in the Nippon Series. Lotte fans can only hope that he does better than he did against Daiei in Game 3 when the Marines were up 4-0 with three outs to go. And Daiei came back, forcing the game to a fourth game. My wife says, no, it's not going to happen. Kobayashi Masa finishes up his warm-up pitches. Not many smiles, not any smiles in the first base dugout. Hanshin down by one. Here in the ninth, facing the Chivalote Marine closer, Kobayashi Masahide. Kataoka takes his time, stands in. 1-for-5 in the Japan series so far. No home runs, no RBIs. Kobayashi's first offering in the dirt. Ball one. Kataoka, the tying run at the plate. The second offering in there, not called a strike, called ball two. No strikes, two balls to Kataoka. The third offering misses high and away, ball three. No strikes, three balls. Kobayashi, wind up, and the pitch misses inside, ball four. Kobayashi walks Kataoka on four pitches. That brings Okada Kantoku out to announce a pinch hitter. Oh, pinch runner, sorry. Kuji comes in to pinch run for Kataoka. He is the tying runner. The first pitch to Yano is bunted up in the air and foul. Out of Satozaki's reach, back toward the backstop. Yano is 5-for-11, batting .455. Actually, probably the best batting average for the Hanshin Tigers this series. The next pitch is bunted up in the air. Imaya makes a sliding catch near home plate. Throws to first in time. Double play. The sacrifice bunt by Yano backfires. Double play. Can somebody please catch up on the chat session? I don't have enough time to type all that in. Now, two down, nobody on for Hanshin. They are down to their last out. The Chiba Lotte Marines, one out away to becoming Nippon Ichi. The first pitch to Fujimoto in there for a called strike one. The next offering swung on and fouled off. Two quick strikes on Fujimoto. The next pitch just misses outside. A dangerous pitch for Fujimoto to take. Two strikes, one ball. Lotte bench ready to rush out. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains 2 strikes, 1 ball. The fifth offering swung on and fouled off. Fujimoto stays alive. 2 strikes, 1 ball. The next pitch swung on and missed. Strike 3. The Chiba Lotte Marines are Nippon Ichi, Nippon Shinies. Yusho! The Chiba Lotte Marines sweep the Hanshin Tigers in 4 games. This one a close one, winning it 3-2. Lee, the hero of the game, a 2-run home run and an RBI double, coming just short of the cycle tonight. Imae, not getting a hit tonight, but making a great play, doubling up pinch runner Kuji at first on Yano's attempted sacrifice bunt. Still the most likely candidate for the series MVP. We won't know who for a while. Valentine Kantoku thrown up in the air once, twice, 3 times. And he comes back down to the ground safely. It smiles all around on the field. With the black uniformed Chiba Lotte Marines hugging each other. While the Hanshin Tigers watch on silently from the first base dugout. Chiba fans, about 2,000 of them there, as reported by the radio, making a lot of noise in their very limited section of left field at Koshien. It's been an incredible series. I don't really have much more to say. I'm just basically waiting for him to announce the various awards. Would you like me to stay on with the audio or just switch over to the chat? Valentine Kantoku waving his hat. Coming over to give thanks to the first base side, it looks like. To the Hanshin Tigers. Players getting ready for the Yusho picture are kind of goofing off, grabbing each other by the around the neck and such. Valentine Kontoku stands up onto the stage, and I'll try to get his hero interview.
I feel wonderful. Subarashii desu ne. Kore wa ichiban desu. Subarashii desu ne. Sono team wa ichiban desu.
Kantoku, kyou wa saigou no saigou made hara hara dokidoki deshita ga kyou no game nitsuite furikaette kudasai.
It was a great game, and my hats off to a great champion from the Central League. Hanshin Tigers are a great team. The rhythm was off a little, but they put up a good fight. This was a very, very good game.
素晴らしい試合でした。本当にセントラルリーグチャンピオンの阪神タイガース、らしい野球を今日は見せていただき、本当に最後まで苦しみましたけれども、チャンピオン同士いい戦いができて、最後我々は勝利を手にできたと思います。それにしても4連勝と相手を圧倒いたしました。勝てた要因は何でしょうか？
Well, we started in spring training with a dream, and our dream was to be here on the last day of the season, and we wanted to play the last game, we wanted to win the last game, and we did.
春のキャンプの初日から我々は夢を持ってシーズンに臨みました。その夢というのは、このシーズン最後の試合を戦って、そしてシーズン最後の試合で勝利を手にする、それが我々の夢でした。そして今、まさにそれが実現して最高です。監督、ちょっと目元が緩んでらっしゃいますが、思えば今から10年前にこの遠い日本に来て、数多くのご苦労があったと思います。今どういったことが頭をよぎってらっしゃいますか？
Well, actually, I'd like to thank Hiroka-san. He brought me over here for the first time and gave me the opportunity to manage in this great country. And I want to thank the entire Lotte organization, including Mr. Shigemitsu, who had faith to bring me back, and thank this great team for playing as well as they did all year long.
まず10年前に最初に私を連れてきてくれた平岡さんにも本当に感謝したいですし、それから今年は去年今年と私のために本当にみんな力を尽くして戦ってくれるチームが出来上がったと思います。チーム全員の皆さんに本当に心から感謝を申し上げたいと思います。
このシリーズどうやって戦えば勝てると、そしてどういうシリーズになると考えたんですか？
I just feel great about winning the series, and we came in here determined to do just what we did. This is a great group of players who played their hearts out all year long, and they deserve to be champions.
とにかく自分たちの全力を尽くすのみと思ってシリーズに臨みました。選手たちがシーズン中ずっとそうしてくれたように、自分たちの気持ちを心を前面に出し切って戦って、そして最後勝利を掴んでくれたと思います。
それにしても今井選手も記録となる8打席連続ヒットもありました。いかがですか？
Well, it's great to see young players play great baseball, and no one likes to play the game of baseball as much as Imae, and I'm just proud that I've been his manager his first 2 years in this major league system.
今井選手、本当に自分が野球がしたくてしょうがないという感じの選手だと思います。誰よりも野球をしたがって愛してプレーする人で、本当に若いアンダ選手がいてくれることは最高だと思いますし、彼が一軍を主に戦ったこの2年間監督として過ごせたのは本当に幸せなことだと思っています。
それにしても今年1年間本当によく投げよく打ち強かったですね。
The pitchers are great. The scorers that prepared our pitchers, the catchers who called the pitches, and the pitchers who made the pitchers were as good as I've ever seen.
投手陣に関して言えば本当に素晴らしい力を常に出し切ってくれて、またキャッチャーもピッチャーたちと一緒に相手を研究して最高の球をどういうふうに投げればいいかずっと考えながらやってくれたと思います。今まで見た中で最高の投手陣が我々のチームにはいると思います。
監督、たくさんの千葉ロッテの応援団が1年間支えてくれました。そして敵ながら阪神タイガースのたくさんの応援団も残ってメガホンを振ってくれました。日本のプロ野球ファンの皆さんにメッセージをお願いいたします。
Well, I've seen a lot of fans, but the fans of Japan are the greatest fans. The Hachi Tigers have the most fans, and they are really fabulous. But I think Chiba Lotte Marines have the number one fans in the country.
いろいろな野球のファンを見てきましたけれども、日本の野球のファンは最高です。阪神タイガースのファンの皆さんは、日本でも一番数が多いと聞いていますし、本当にそれを実感しました。素晴らしいファンの皆さんだと思います。ですが、我が千葉ロッテマリーンズのファンの皆さん、あなたたちが最高だと思っています。本当にありがとうございました。
監督、実は戦いはあともう一回あります。日本代表としてアジアシリーズに出場することが決定いたしました。抱負をお願いいたします。
We will try to represent Japan just like we represented the Pacific League in fine fashion and play our hearts out to win the next series that we play.
もちろんパリーグの代表として戦ったのと同じような気持ちで、日本の代表としてアジアシリーズに臨んで、我々が今までやってきた野球をまた全力でやって、ぜひ次のシリーズも勝ちたいと思います。
本当に日本一おめでとうございました。
本当に皆さんありがとうございました。どうも。
There you have it, right from Valentine Kantoku's voice. He's planning on going on and doing.In the Asia series, what he did in the Japan series. I'm sure that some of you didn't necessarily understand all of the questions. It's official. Imae is announced the 2005 Nippon Series Most Valuable Player.8-for-8 start. And I'm going to call it a night here. I'd like to thank all of you for joining me tonight live via the audio cast andover at the J Chat Box. It's been a great game, a great series. Congratulations once again to the Chiba Lotte Marines, who now go on to play in the Asia Series. Here in Game 4 at Koshien,It was the Chiba Lotte Marines defeating the Hanshin Tigers by a score of 3-2 to take all four Nippon Series games of 2005. Thank you for joining me. This has been Michael Westbay. Good night. Imae is far and away the favorite for the MVP award of this series. 10-for-12. In this series, the first player ever to go 8 consecutive at-bats with a hit.Imae shows bunt, pulls the bat back for ball one as ball comes in high. There are about 2,000 Chiba Marine fans out in left field, a sea of black.Next pitch misses inside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls. Imae not showing bunt this time. Imaya batted 336, good for 5th place in the Pacific League in batting. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off himself. One strike, 2 balls to count. Imaya swinging at a pitch outside, just barely getting a piece of it. Fouling the ball off the plate and then in between his legs. The next pitch called, strike two on the outside corner, evening the count at 2-2. Imaya has an RBI in all 3 Nippon Series games. And he's got a runner in scoring position here, Matt Franco at second base with one out. We're in the top of the second inning. Next pitch swung on and lifted high to the infield. Yano in front of the plate makes the catch for out number 2. That'll bring up right fielder Lee. Did I say right fielder? I meant left fielder. Lee 2-for-7 in the series with 2 home runs and 3 RBIs. Takes a slider down low for ball 1. Lee hit home runs on the 22nd and 23rd at Chiba Marine Stadium. The second offering up high but swung on and missed by Lee, evening the count at 1-1. The 1-1 offering misses inside, ball 2. 1 strike, 2 balls the count. Yano again appealing to the home plate umpire that had caught the corner, but it didn't. The next offering down low. 1 strike, 3 balls to count to Lee. We've got a runner at second base. 2 down here in the top of the second inning. Number 7 batting batter, Lee Sonyop, up at the plate. On the mound is Sugiyama for the Hanshin Tigers. Sugiyama comes set. And the 5th offering is swung on and hit deep to right. Going back. The right fielder looks up. Haita! Home run! Lee, his 3rd home run of the series. A 2-run home run to put the Chiba Lotte Marines on the scoreboard first. Lee has really come through with the power this year. After a disappointing 2004, Lee comes over, comes through in the Nippon Series. That'll bring up catcher Hashimoto. Left-handed batter takes first pitch for ball one. The momentum goes back to the third base dugout here. Next pitch swung on and missed, evening the count at 1-1. Hashimoto is 2-for-5 in the series, .400 average. No home runs, but 3 RBIs. Third offering misses high and away. 1 strike, 2 balls. The fourth offering misses high and away. Ball 3. 1 strike, 3 balls. Now the count to Hashimoto. This was the count that Lee took Sugiyama deep. The fifth pitch, ooh, down the middle. Hashimoto taking it, though. And that was the pitch that Lee took deep. Sugiyama really shouldn't do that again. The Shobu pitch swung on and grounded foul to the left side. Past the third base coach. We'll do full count again here in the top of the second inning. Sugiyama into the windup. Full count pitch called, strike three. That's the second strikeout for Sugiyama tonight. And the third out of the inning for Lotte. But the Chibolote Marines strike first here in the second inning. A double into the right field corner by Franco, and a home run over the right field fence by Lee makes this a 2-0 ball game. Welcome back to Koshien. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hanshin Tigers will be coming up here in the bottom of the second inning, looking to get back into this game. They'll be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8, Spencer, Yano, and Sekimoto. The Chibolote Marines striking first in the top of the second. First pitch to Spencer misses for ball one. A double into the right field corner by Franco and a home run by Lee puts the Marines on top, striking first in each of the four games. Next pitch to Spencer is lifted to right field. Franco in right tonight is under it and makes a catch for out number one. That'll bring up Yano, 4-for-9 in the series, no home runs, no RBIs. One of the few Tigers who are at least getting hits in the series takes first pitch up high for ball one. The next offering misses up high. Ball two. Cetafini behind the count to Yano. The next offering called strike one. Up and over the outside part of the plate. The 1-2 pitch misses high and away. Ball three, one strike, three balls. The next pitch misses high and away. Ball four. Yano draws a base on balls. That'll bring up second baseman Sekimoto. Right-handed batter. 0-for-4 so far in the series. No home runs, but one RBI. A sacrifice fly. The first offering in there for a called strike one. A throw over to first, and Yano is picked off. The Tigers lose their base runner. Sekimoto at the plate, grounds the ball to Nishioka at short. Throw to first is in time, and the side is down in order. So the Tigers get a base runner, but he's erased on a pickoff, and it ends up 3-up, 3-down. At the end of 2 complete now, the Chibolote Marines lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Setafini up to bat here at the Central League Stadium. Takes first pitch by Sugiyama up in the strike zone for a called strike one. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Two quick strikes on Setafini. Setafini during the regular season was 0-4. That would have been during interleague play. Next pitch, Setafini swings and miss. Strike three. That's strikeout number three for Sugiyama tonight. That'll bring up Nishioka. Nishioka grounded out to short. His first at bat squares and takes strike one. 4-14, a 286 average in this series. The second offering, Nishioka's showing bunt again. Takes this one up and away for ball one. The next pitch, and the home plate umpire says Nishioka swung in a drag bunt attempt. So that's two strikes, one ball to Nishioka now. He should give up that drag bunt for a base hit idea. The next offering misses low and away, ball two. Two and two the count. The 2-2 pitch misses outside, ball three. Count goes full. This is the third full count of the evening by Sugiyama. Next offering, swung on and grounded through the right side into right field for a base hit. A nice diving attempt by Sekimoto, but comes up just short. That'll bring up second baseman Hori. Hori suffering from back pains. Batting 250, 1-4 in the series. A throw over to first, Nishioka back. In the second game, Hori suddenly developed back pains in the first inning in the field. The first pitch is a pitch out. Nothing on. Against Yano during the regular season, Nishioka, during interleague play, stole one base in one attempt. But during the Japan series, he's 0-1 so far. Throw over to first. Nishioka back. During the regular season, Nishioka stole 41 bases with a 820 success rating. Nishioka has a big lead at first. Throw over to first, and they're in plenty of time. Oh, Another throw over to first. Nishioka back. We've only had one pitch to Hori so far, a ball. A number of throws over to first. The second offering on the outside corner for a called strike one. Nishioka not on the move. Shakes his head yes when he returns to first base. I wonder if that suggests that something may be on. Sugiyama has thrown 47 pitches so far. Another throw over to first, not in time. Nishioka back in there. Sugiyama so far has given up 3 hits, struck out 3, walked none. One of those hits, though, was a big 2-run home run as the clock strikes 7 here in Japan. The third offering to Hori misses low and away. Ball 2, 1 strike, 2 balls the count. Almost forgot about the batter there with all those throws over to first. Hanshin does not want that runner at second base. Hori calls time as he gets something in his eye. Looks like he still might have something in his eye, but he's back in there. Hasn't been able to wipe it completely clean. Next pitch, misses low and away, ball 3. 1 strike, 3 balls the count to Hori. And with Sugiyama's concern over the runner at first base, he may just move him over to second with a free pass. Sugiyama steps off the rubber and motions to first. Nishioka returns to first and leads back off again. Hori an open stance at the plate. And another throw to first base. Nishioka in there. Next pitch, called strike 2, and Nishioka is in the... Oh, he's called out at second. Oh, he looked pretty good. Ah, but the throw was right on the money. And the next pitch, Hori walks. So that's missed stolen base. Failed stolen base by Nishioka. Hurts the Marines. The first pitch to Fukuda hits him. That caught stealing is really looking like it might hurt the Marines here as they get runners at first and second with two down. That brings up number four batter, center fielder, Sabato. Sabato is tough with runners in scoring position. The first offering lifted high to center field, but not that deep. Akahoshi under the ball and makes the catch for out number three. So the Marines threaten here in the third inning, but come up empty. At the end of two and a half now, the Chibolote Marines continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're at Koshien Kyujo, where the Chibolote Marines are looking for a sweep in the 2005 Nippon Series, having taken the first three games, scoring 10 runs in each game. They've scored two so far tonight and lead the Hanshin Tigers by a score of 2-0, going to the bottom of the third. The Tigers will be sending up pitcher Sugiyama, followed by the top of the order, Akahoshi and Toritani, here in the bottom of the third. Setafini on the mound for the Chibolote Marines. The first pitch to Sugiyama misses high and tight. Ball one. The second offering in there for a called strike one, evening the count at 1-1. The second offering, the umpire started to call it a strike but changed his mind. Ball outside, one strike, two balls. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. 2-2 now the count to opposing pitcher Sugiyama. The 2-2 pitch Misses down low, ball three. Cetafini goes full to the opposing pitcher. The Shobu pitch in there, swung on a miss, strike three. So Sugiyama becomes strikeout victim number one for Cetafini tonight. And that brings us to the top of the Hanshin order in Akahoshi. Akahoshi had an infield single his first at bat. A high bounder just in front of the plate, fielded by the shortstop, too late to do anything with. That was just Akahoshi's second hit of the series. Takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Akahoshi now 2-for-12. The second offering misses way up high. 1-1. The next offering swung on and grounded to Hori at short. The ball bounces off his chest, and Hori unable to come up with the ball. That's E4. The first error of the series, I believe, for Lotte. Hanshin has committed a few errors, but I don't remember any so far by Lotte. The first pitch to Toritani is in there for a called strike one. Toritani had a bunt single his first at bat, 4-for-12 in the series, a .333 average. The second offering misses low and away, 1-1 now the count. A throw over to first base. Akahoshi's back in plenty of time, standing up. During the regular season, Akahoshi had 60 stolen bases. He's already got one in the Nippon Series. Cetafini throws to first again. Akahoshi back in, standing up. The next pitch, a slider in there for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count to Toritani. Deanna over in the chat room tells me that the numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters for Hanshin are collectively 4-for-34. Number two, Toritani, up at bat, fouls the next one off. Toritani, one of the few Tigers with 4 hits. Matching Hanshin's cleanup for productivity. Cetafini comes set, the pitch. Inside, fouled off by Toritani, who was trying to duck out of the way of the pitch. the bat just getting in the way of the ball. And I don't know about Cetafini's pitch there. It looked kind of like he was starting toward first base. I might have called that a balk if I had been an umpire. The next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains 2-1 to Toritani. Battling off 3 foul balls here so far. For those of you just joining us, we're an hour into this. The Chibolote Marines lead by a score of 2-0. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike 3. That's Cetafini's second strikeout of the inning and second strikeout of the game. That'll bring up first baseman Sheets. Runner at first base, 2 here in the bottom of the 3rd inning. The first pitch to Sheets misses inside, 1. The second offering swung on and missed. Akahoshi on the run. He's in there with a stolen base, his second stolen base of the series. Akahoshi is one fast base runner. The pitch was a strike, evening the count at 1-1. 1-1 pitch swung on and lined to right field. A long run for Franco, who makes a diving catch. Nice catch by Franco in right to retire the side. So the Hunching Tigers get a runner as far as second base, thanks to an error and stolen base. But a fine diving catch by Franco robs the Tigers. And at the end of 3 now, the Marines continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Koshien Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Franco, who made that fine catch ending the last inning for the Tigers, leads off for the Marines here in the top of the fourth. The Chivalote Marines lead this one by a score of 2-0. The first offering by Sugiyama misses up high for ball one. Next offering, high and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls to Franco. Franco with one out in the second inning. Hit a double to the corner in right field. Next offering down low, no strikes, three balls to Franco. The next pitch, swung on and missed. Franco had the green light on no three, but swung and missed. One strike, three balls, now the count. The next offering misses high and away, ball four. That's the second base on balls given up by Sugiyama tonight. And the leadoff man is on for the Chibolote Marines here in the fourth. That'll bring up number six batting, Imae. Imae popped out to the catcher just in front of home plate. His first at bat. Sugiyama has thrown 58 pitches so far. We're in the top of the fourth. Imae 10 for 13 in the series, one home run, four RBIs. Takes first pitch low and away, ball one. The next offering, in there for a called strike one on the inside corner. 1-1 the count to Imae. The next offering, bunted to the third base side. Pitcher Sugiyama up at the ball, throws to first, gets him. The sacrifice is successful by Imae. That'll bring up left fielder Lee Sonyop. But before that, Okada Kantoku is coming out to have a word with the umpire, and it looks like we're going to have a pitching change. Domin, I believe, is who has been announced. I'll have more on that when he comes out. In the meantime, we're in the top of the fourth inning. One out, runner at second base. And pitching change underway. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Sugiyama comes out of the game. 61 pitches, pitched to 15 batters. Allowed 3 hits, struck out 3, walked 2, and hit a batter. Runner at second base is his responsibility. We've got 3 left-handed batters in a row coming up in Lee, Hashimoto, and Sedafini. Lee, his first at bat, hit a home run over the right field fence, putting the Marines up 2-0. And he's swinging at the first pitch, lining it the other way into the left center gap. Franco rounds second, heads home, and Lee into second base with a stand-up double. Lee, a home run and an RBI double. 3 RBIs to Lee tonight. And the Chivalote Marines take a 3-0 lead. New pitcher, by the way, is Nomi. He appeared in last night's game, I believe it was. Through one inning, 3 batters. Perfect ninth last night. Next up is catcher Hashimoto, and he takes the first pitch down low for ball 1. Next pitch, swung on and popped up, back to the backstop. Next pitch called strike two. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to Hashimoto. Nomi, left-handed pitcher on the mound for the Hanshin Tigers. In relief for starting pitcher Sugiyama. Next pitch is lifted to the left side, just in foul territory. Imaoka is under the ball and makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up pitcher Setafini. 0 for 1 tonight. And in the series. The first offering swung on and missed. Strike one. Setafini looking a little better than his swings in the third inning. In the Pacific League, pitcher doesn't usually pitch. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. The Marines with just four hits tonight. But they've made them count. Two-run home run by Lee and an RBI double by Lee. Next pitch misses high and away, ball one. Two strikes, one ball now the count. The next offering in the dirt. Taken to even the count at 2-2. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. Setafini gets some wood on the ball. The next offering swung on and missed. Strike three. So Sohn is stranded at second base, but not before he drives Franco home. Leadoff base on balls, sacrifice, and a double. Give the Marines an additional run. Going to the bottom of the fourth, they now lead it by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Koshin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Chiba Lotte Marines continue to chip away at the Tigers. Take pot shots out of the Tigers? However you want to say it, the Tigers are finding themselves in a hole. We're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Marines leading this one by a score of 3-0. Kanemoto, Imaoka, and Spencer scheduled to bat this inning against Sedafini. Kanemoto, 0-for-11. This is really hurting the Tigers this series. Takes first pitch low and in for ball one. Kanemoto in 2003 hit 4 home runs against the Hawks. The Tigers losing that series 3-4. Next offering misses somewhere. I'm not sure where. Maybe the umpire thought it was high. Nonetheless, no strikes. 2 balls to count. Sedafini's third offering swung on and grounded through the right field and into right field. Through the right side and into right field. Kanemoto gets his first base hit of the series. That's something the Tigers have desperately needed. And third baseman Imaoka comes up next. Imaoka grounded out to third, his first at bat tonight. The first pitch to Imaoka is in there for a called strike one. Sedafini's second offering swung on and lifted deep to left, but foul. A long foul ball by Imaoka. Fans in left field trying to fan the ball around the foul pole, but it was just way too foul. Next offering misses high and away. Ball one, 2 strikes, 1 ball. Deanna tells me that makes it 5-for-36 for Hanshin's 3, 4, and 5 batters in this series. Next offering misses inside. Ball two. 2-2 now the count to Imaoka. With runners on, Imaoka batted 332 during the regular season. The 2-2 pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Imai up with the ball, throws to second for one. The relay to first, in time, double play. That's going to put a little bit of something in the way of the Tigers. Gee, I'm kind of lacking for words here. Sorry about that, but things just aren't really going the Tigers' way tonight. Or this whole series, for that matter. Nonetheless, that brings up right fielder Spencer in for Hiyama tonight. First pitch misses outside. No strikes, one ball. Spencer flew out to right his first at bat. The second offering, down the middle, called strike one. Maybe just a little bit inside of the middle, but still well over the plate. A sweet pitch by Cetafini there. Next pitch, a curveball swung on and fouled down to Cetafini's feet, or Spencer's feet. Two strikes, one ball, the count. Hamanaka throwing the ball outside the Hanshin dugout, getting loosened up. Next pitch lifted high to shallow left field. And in shallow left center, it's Nishioka who calls for the ball and makes the catch for out number three. So, Kanemoto gets his first hit of the series, but is a race on a double play. And the Hanshin Tigers go down in order for the second time tonight. At the end of four complete now, the Chibolote Marines lead this one by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Fukuhara comes in to pitch, and Hamanaka goes in to play right field. So I would guess that the pitcher is now going to be in the number 6 spot where Spencer batted, and Hamanaka in the number 9 spot in place of the pitcher. I'll confirm that when Yahoo gets around to refreshing, which will probably be after the first batter. Here in the top of the 5th, that's going to be the top of the Lotte order. Nishioka, followed by Hori and Fukuda. Nishioka is 1-for-2 tonight. A single to right. His second at bat, he grounded out to short in the first. Fukuhara is the third pitcher of the night for Hanshin. The Tigers cannot afford to give up any more runs. They have only scored 2 runs in the series in all. One on a sacrifice fly, another on a ground out into a double play. First pitch fouled off to the right side past first base coach. The second offering misses up high, ball one. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two strikes, one ball. Next pitch swung on and missed. A slow curveball by Fukuhara, and Nishioka was way out in front of the ball. Strike three. That's Fukuhara's first strikeout of the game. The fifth Marine to strike out tonight. That brings up Horiyu, who swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. So Fukuhara coming in there with strikes. The second offering swung on and fouled back. Two strikes, no balls the count to Horiyu. Next pitch is foul tipped by Hori. Count remains two strikes, no balls. The ball was fouled off the grip end of the bat as Hori was trying to get it out of the way of the pitch. That little nub at the bottom of the bat. The fourth offering misses down low, two strikes, one ball. The next offering is swung on and poked just over the first base bag and into right field. Hori rounds first, goes into second, slides in, safe! Double just inside the right field line, right over the first base bag. A one-out double by Hori will bring up Fukuda to be followed by Sabido. The first offering is high and tight. Fukuda ducks out of the way of that one. Ball one. Fukuda has struck out swinging and was hit by a pitch. 4-for-10 in the series, an even 400 average. Hori at second base, one out. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls the count. The third offering swung on and fouled off. Back to Yano behind the plate. The next offering called strike two on the outside corner. The 2-2 pitch misses inside. And the umpire says that it hit Fukuda on the wrist as he was trying to get out of the way of that one. Fukuda hit twice now tonight. Once by starting pitcher Sugiyama, and once by Fukuda. That puts runners at first and second. One out. We're in the top of the fifth inning. The Chivalote Marines leading this one by a score of 3-0. The first pitch to Sabato with a runner in scoring position misses for ball one. Sabato didn't come through with a runner in scoring position back in the third inning. So he's due for a hit with a runner at second. The next offering just catches the outside corner, called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering swung on and fouled off of Yano. 2-1 now the count to Sabato. Next pitch called, strike three. Fukuhara, a beautiful pitch on the outside corner, got Sabato looking for out number two. That'll bring up Franco. Franco has reached base twice and scored twice tonight. 3-8 in the series. 1 home run, 1 RBI. Takes first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. Franco is not sure about that call. Thinks the strike zone might have gotten a little wide for the Marines here. Next pitch misses inside, ball one. Evening the count at 1-1. The third offering misses low and away. 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses low and away. 1-3 to Franco. Advantage very much in Franco's favor here. I believe this was the count he took another Hanshin pitcher deep. The 1-3 count. And Franco fails to hold up on a one bounder, bringing the count full. Franco Franco unable to hold up. Full count, two down, runners at first and second. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Lotte leading by a score of 3-0. The Shobu pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman Imaoka fields the ball and just beats Hori to the third base bag. That's the third out of the inning. The Marines threaten, but come up empty. Going to the bottom of the fifth, the Hanshin Tigers will be sitting up the bottom of their order in Yano, Sekimoto, and Hamanaka, but trail this one by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Marines, yes, there. It looks like Hori has been taken out. Hori Uchi comes in to play second base. The first pitch to Yano is grounded through the left side for a base hit. One pitch here in the seventh inning, and the Hanshin Tigers have their leadoff man aboard. That'll bring up second baseman Sekimoto. The first offering to Sekimoto is in there for a called strike one. Cetafini has thrown 60 pitches so far, 30 for strikes, 30 for balls. Shutting out the Tigers so far. The second offering catches the inside corner for a called strike two. Sekimoto was backing out of that pitch. The third offering swung on and fouled off. Sekimoto just getting a piece of it. Foul tipping the ball. Hashimoto unable to keep a hold of it. The fourth offering misses for ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count. And the clock strikes eight. Here in Japan. We've been going for an hour and 45 minutes now. Serafini's 43rd pitch of the evening. Swung on and fouled off past the first base coach. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Third foul ball for Sekimoto this at bat. Staying alive, two strikes, one ball. The seventh offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains, two strikes, one ball. The next pitch, high and inside, appeal to first base, and the umpire says no, Sekimoto did not swing. That evens the count at 2-2. Serafini comes set. The 2-2 pitch misses high and inside ball three. Sekimoto works the count full against Serafini. This is only the second time tonight Serafini has gone to a full count. The first time was against pitcher Sugiyama in the third. And Serafini won that battle, striking him out. Runner at first base. Nobody out. Next pitch misses inside. Ball four. The Hanshin Tigers have the first two runners on board. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Valentine Kantoku heads out to the mound. Hamanaka, who came in defensively last inning, due up. Valentine Kantoku has said what he wanted to say to Serafini, heads back to the dugout. This is Hamanaka's first at bat this game. The first offering called strike one to Hamanaka. The next offering swung on a miss. Strike two. So Sedafini coming right after Hamanaka. Here with runners at first and second and nobody out. In the bottom of the fifth inning. Sedafini's third offering. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Hamanaka becomes out number one here in the bottom of the fifth. And that's the third strikeout of the evening by Sedafini. And brings us back to the top of the order in Akahoshi. Akahoshi had a big one-bound single to the infield, his first at-bat, and reached on an error by Hori at second in the third. He then stole second base to be a perfect two-for-two in the series, so far as stolen bases go. First pitch called strike one on the outside corner. Nishioka in this game was caught stealing. He's 0 for 2 in the series. So the battle for stolen base king of the series is going decidedly in Akahoshi's favor. The next pitch just misses outside, evening the count at 1-1. The 1-1 offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. I don't know, Sedafini seems to work best under pressure. I noticed that during the series against Daiei as well. He seemed to let a lot of runners get on, but he managed to hold them down. The next offering just misses up high, evening the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. And Akahoshi just reaches out and gets a piece of the ball. Count remains 2-2. Akahoshi was ranked third in number of hits with 190 during the regular season. Toritani stretching out on deck. Akahoshi, very difficult to double up. 2-2 pitch, swung on and grounded to Hori at second for, who tosses to second for one, the relay to first, and it is possible, double play! The Chibolote Marines with Akahoshi at the plate, turn two. So the Tigers here in the bottom of the fifth threaten with runners at first and second and nobody out, but come up empty yet again. At the end of five complete now, Chiba Marines continue to hold on to a 3-0 lead. Welcome back to Koshi and Kijo. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the sixth inning. The Chibolote Marines will be sending up Imae, Lee, and Hashimoto. Lee has been the big hero of this game. A two-run home run in the second inning and a one-run double in the fourth has been all the scoring tonight. We're just about ready to start action again. Fukuhara's first pitch to Imae is lined to left field. Kanemoto comes over and makes the catch for out number one. Imae's bat quiet tonight. Popped out to Yano just in front of home plate. Sacrificed and now flies out to left on the first pitch. Pitching coach is heading out to the mound and asking for the ball. So Fukuhara just throwing to one batter here in the sixth, and we've already got ourselves a pitching change. Williams has been announced as the next pitcher. So JFK's Jeff Williams will be coming in, and we'll take a short break. Lotte leading this one 3-0 in the top of the sixth with one out. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Left-handed relief ace Jeff Williams comes in to pitch and face the bottom half of the Marines order. Lee, Hashimoto, and Sedafini with one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Left-handed Williams facing left-handed Lee. Lee this game has homered and doubled. Two-run home run and one-run double, accounting for all three Chiba Marine runs. And he swings and misses the first offering by Williams. Williams' next offering misses outside. evening the count at 1-1. Williams coming in for the first time in this series. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. In 2003, Williams appeared in three games. 1.25 ERA. The next pitch swung on a miss by Lee. 2-2 now the count. The Tigers trying to stop the Marines from their late inning aggressiveness. Next pitch fouled off and out of play to the left side by Lee. Ball going a lot farther than I had expected it to have gone. Does the Hamakaze at Koshien blow in or away from home plate? A 2-2 pitch misses outside, ball three. Williams goes full to the first batter he faces. The Marines all through this series have really hit hard in the 6th, 7th, and 8th innings. Next pitch swung on and lifted deep to the left center, and the ball is off the top of the fence. Lee kicks second, heads into third. The throw is in front of him. He is out at third base. A double, and Lee fails to stretch it into a triple. Hit the ball off the very top of the left center field fence. That'll bring up catcher Hashimoto. Hashimoto swings and misses the first pitch by Williams. Next pitch swung on a miss. Two quick strikes on the Marine catcher. 2-for-7 in the series. No home runs, 3 RBIs. Next pitch, way outside, but reach for and miss. Strike 3. So the Marines here in the 6th get a long extra base hit by Lee. But go down in order. At the end of 5.5 now, the Marines hold on to a 3-0 lead. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Hanshin Tigers down 3-0. The 1958 Giants, 1968 Carp, and the 1989 Buffaloes have all come down. Have all come back from 3-0 deficits. The Tigers are trying to do that again. Trying to be the fourth. But they're going to need at least 3 runs in this game before they can do it. Toritani leads off, and the first pitch is sliced just left of second base bag. Nishioka plays the ball, throws to first, one pitch, one out here in the sixth. Serafini is scheduled to be the next batter in the top of the seventh, so this is most likely his last inning. Next batter he'll face is Sheets, and he bounces the ball past catcher Hashimoto for ball one. Sheets is 3-for-13 in the series. No home runs, no RBIs. Second offering, swung on and ground past Serafini, who just jumped out of the way trying to twist his body to play the ball. But the ball goes up the middle for a base hit. So the Hanshin Tigers get a one-out base runner here in the sixth. That'll bring up number four, Kanemoto. Kanemoto got his first hit of the series back in the fourth. A single through the right side. Now 1-for-12, an 0.83 average. The first pitch called strike one. Kanemoto protesting that call. Next pitch misses for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering in there for a called strike two. Kanemoto not arguing that one as it was right down the middle. Nice pitch by Serafini. Curveball coming inside out, right over the plate. The fourth offering misses outside, evening the count at 2-2. Left-handed Kanemoto. Next pitch. Misses inside. Third base umpire says no, Kanemoto did not swing. Actually, on the replay from the third base camera, the bat does look like it went across home plate. I didn't think so from watching the live action, but the replay shows that it might have been strike three. But the next pitch is low and away, taken for ball four. Kanemoto does have a very good eye. He doesn't swing at bad pitches very often. So that pushes Sheets over to second base. Kanemoto walks to first. Runners at first to second. One out. And Valentine Kantoku comes out of the dugout to have a talk with the umpire. I'm guessing a double switch here. We'll know right after this break. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for ProYaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Serafini threw 87 pitches tonight. Gave up no runs. 5 hits. Threw 6 innings. Runners at first and second are his responsibility. And number 5 batting, Imaoka, coming to the plate. Imaoka so far tonight is grounded out to third twice. Once to end the first inning, once as a 5-4-3 double play. The first pitch by Ohno just misses inside. Ball one. Against Ohno, Imaoka is 2-for-4. Having faced him during the regular season, during interleague play. The second offering is swung on and lifted to center field. For the center fielder, it's a long run. Second baseman goes out, and Horiuchi, unable to get the ball. Sheet scores from second base. The Hanshin Tigers have a run. That's the first timely base hit in this series for the Tigers. The Chibolote Marines lead is cut to 3-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. That's the third run by the Hanshin Tigers this series. They've scored a run on a sacrifice fly in the first game. On a ground into a double play in the third game. And now, finally, a timely hit by Imaoka. That'll bring up Hiyama. It doesn't say that he's a pinch hitter. Did he come in for Spencer earlier today, tonight? Hiyama must have come in defensively earlier in the game. Swings and misses the first pitch for strike one. Runners at first and second. Kanemoto only going as far as second on Imaoka's base hit to center. The second offering misses high and away. Ball one, evening the count at 1-1. Deanna confirms that Williams was put into Spencer's spot. Oh, okay. The next pitch swung on and grounded past second baseman Horiuchi. Kanemoto rounds third, comes home. And that looks like a timely error to me. Horiuchi should have had that ball. That's being called a timely hit. According to the radio, that's a hit, not an error by Horiuchi. The ball did take a bit of a bad hop there. And the Marines lead is cut to 1-3-2 now with runners at first and second and one out. Tigers mounting a rally here. Sorry, runners at first and third. Imaoka went to third on the grounder to right field, and that brings up Yano. The first pitch is grounded up the middle. Nishioka takes the ball to second himself for one. The relay to first is in time, double play. That kills the Tigers' rally, but not before they strike back with two. The most runs that they've scored in any of these four games so far. And at the end of six complete now, the Marines' lead is cut to 3-2. Welcome back to Koshi and Kijo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hanshin Tigers send their JFK's F to the mound here in the top of the seventh. Fujikawa taking over for Jeff Williams. He's the fifth pitcher of the night. Sugiyama started off the game, was replaced by Nomi in the middle of the fourth inning. Fukuhara started off the fifth, was replaced by Williams with one out in the sixth, and now Fujikawa comes in to pitch the seventh. The Chibolote Marines will be sending up Satozaki, who came in defensively last inning with the pitching change, followed by the top of the order in Nishioka and Horiuchi. Fujikawa against Chiba has only pitched in one game, has a 27.00 ERA. That would be one run in one inning, wouldn't it? Satozaki leading off, one home run, four RBIs in the series so far. The first offering in the dirt. Ball one. Second offering, misses inside, ball two. Fujikawa working very slowly. We've had pretty good pace pitchers all through this series. The next offering, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Word in from Deanna. Hiyama pinch hit for Williams. And now Fujikawa is pitching and batting number 6 in the lineup. Thank you, Deanna. The next offering is swung on and grounded to short. Shortstop Toritani up with the ball. Throws to first in plenty of time. One quick out, if you can call Fujikawa's pace quick. That'll bring us to the top of the order in Nishioka. Nishioka has grounded out to short, singled through the right side, and was caught stealing, then struck out swinging tonight. 1-for-3. The first offering, called strike one on the outside corner. The next offering, fouled off to the right side. The next pitch swung on late by Nishioka. 3 pitches, strikeout by Fujikawa. That'll bring up Horiuchi, playing second base after Hori maybe twisted an ankle going into third earlier tonight. And the first pitch is grounded to the left side. Toritani up with the ball, throws him out. And it's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Fujikawa. Going to the bottom of the seventh, Hanshin's lucky seven. The Chiba Marines hold on to a 3-2 lead. Welcome back to Koshien Kyujo. The balloons are released throughout the stadium, and we go to the bottom of the seventh, Hanshin's lucky seven. The Hanshin Tigers are now down by just one. They've got to turn it around if they plan on going on to game five. I've been mispronouncing the second baseman's name all game. After Hori, it was Heiuchi who came in. Thanks, Deanna, for pointing that out. The kanji for Hei looks a great deal like the kanji for Hori, but the radical on the left is just slightly different. Oh no, the second pitcher for the Marines still on the mound. Although Inoue pitching coach is out there talking to him. And Valentine Kantoku was just out having a word with the umpire. And it appears that after a pinch hitter was announced, Valentine Kantoku came out and is replacing his pitcher. So we've got a little while to wait before we get the first pitch of the bottom of the seventh. Kobayashi Masahide. That's just the radio announcer mentioning that he's available. Fujita is announced as the next pitcher for Lotte. So we'll let him warm up and take a short break. We're going to the bottom of the seventh inning. Marines lead by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Koshien. Fujita on the mound. His first pitch to pinch hitter Fujimoto is in there for a called strike one. Fujimoto was announced as a pinch hitter for Sekimoto. And immediately after that announcement, Valentine Kantoku came out and changed Ono for Fujita. The second offering misses low and away, ball one. 1-1 the count. The next offering in there for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball the count. left-handed pitcher Fujita on the mound, facing the left-handed batter, who lifts the next pitch up to left field. Left fielder Lee calls off Nishioka going out and makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Hamanaka, who came in defensively earlier as a double switch with the pitcher. He's 0 for 2 in the series so far. The first pitch is fouled back to the backstop. One quick strike on Hamanaka. The second offering swung on and lifted into foul territory. Catcher Satozaki gives chase and in front of the first base dugout makes the catch for out number two. That brings us to the top of the order in Akahoshi. Akahoshi, 2 for 13 in the series, takes first pitch on the inside corner for a called strike one. Akahoshi was backing out of the curveball. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. The second offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Horie gives chase, jumps up onto the fence. But the ball goes into the stands for strike two. Two strikes, no balls the count to Akahoshi. The third offering, just misses for ball one. Two strikes, one ball the count. Fujikawa warming up in front of the first base dugout. The second offering misses low and away, ball two, evening the count at 2-2. Fujikawa last night threw one effective inning, just like he did tonight, but his second inning of work, he couldn't get an out. Fujita's second, 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Akahoshi hacking away, staying alive here. Hanshin Tigers, one run down. Lotte leading this one by a score of 3-2. Hanshin bats finally starting to come alive this game. The 2-2 pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Imae over, up with the ball, throws to first in time for out number three. So the Hanshin Tigers, 3 up, 3 down in their lucky seven. And after seven complete, continue to trail by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Before we go to the eighth inning, let's do a quick game recap. Sugiyama started for the Hanshin Tigers, Sedafini for the Chiba Lotte Marines. The Marines scored first, as they have in all four games so far of the 2005 Nippon Series. With one out, Franco doubled to the corner and right. After Imae popped out to the catcher, Lee hit a big two-run home run over the right field fence to take a 2-0 lead. The Marines added a third run in the fourth inning when Franco drew a base on balls to lead off the inning. After Imae sacrificed him to second, Lee doubled him home. The clock strikes 9 o'clock here in Japan. Fukuda will be leading off the top of the 8th, followed by Sabado and Franco. Fukuda so far has struck out and been hit by 2 pitches. Fujikawa, in his second inning of work on the mound, throws first pitch up and away for ball one. For the Hanshin Tigers, they got both of their runs in the sixth inning. Sheet singled with one out in the sixth. Kanemoto drew a base on balls. The second offering misses down low. No strikes, 2 balls, the count to Fukuda. Imaoka then drove Sheets home from second with a base hit up the middle. And Hiyama pinch hitting for the pitcher in the number 6 slot. Grounded the ball to the right side, which was misplayed by Heiuchi, but called a base hit. That scoring Kanemoto from second. The next offering is grounded to the left side. Toritani up with the ball, throws to first in time. One away. And that accounted for both Hanshin runs so far in this game. That'll bring up center fielder Sabado. Sabado 0 for 3 tonight, 2 of those with runner at second base. The first offering in the dirt outside, but swung on a miss by Sabado. Strike 1. Sabado 4 for 16 in the series, 250 average. The second offering swung on and lifted to shallow right field. Second baseman goes out and in shallow right field makes a catch for out number 2. Sabado not getting anything tonight. 0 for 4 for the Marines' number 4 batter. That'll bring up not Franco. Yes, Franco. That'll bring up Franco. Franco. So far tonight has doubled, drawn a walk, and hit into a fielder's choice. 9 for 3 in the series, 1 home run, 1 RBI. Scored 2 of the 3 Chiba runs tonight. Takes 2 pitches, both for balls. No strikes, 2 balls. No strikes, 2 balls, the count to Franco. The third offering in there called strike 1. And Valentine Kontoku is taking a step out of the dugout. I don't think he liked that pitch. He turns somebody and says something funny. He laughs and sits back down. Fujikawa's fourth offering to Franco is swung on a miss, strike 2. That evens the count at 2-2. We're in the top of the 8th inning. Chiba Lotte Marines leading by a score of 3-2. Game 4 of the 2005 Nippon Series. The 2-2 pitch in there called strike 3. And Fujikawa retires the side in order 2 innings in a row. Going to the bottom of the 8th inning, the Tigers continue to trail by 1, 3-2. welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm your host, Michael Westbay, for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Hanshin Tigers down by a run, trailing this one by a score of 3-2. They've got six more outs to come up with a run or two in order to send us to a game five. For the Tigers, they'll be sending numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Toritani, Sheets, and Kanemoto. Toritani so far tonight had a bunt single in the first inning, struck out swinging in the third, and grounded out to short in the sixth. Yabuta comes in to pitch for the Chibolote Marines. Yabuta continues his warm-up pitches. And Toritani now stands in. Yabuta's first pitch of the inning. One bounder to Satozaki, who exchanges the ball. No strikes, one ball. Toritani 4 for 14 in the series. The second offering misses up high, ball 2. Yabuta throwing 2 changeup pitches. Toritani not going for him. Second offering misses down low. Ball 3 to Toritani. The no strike 3 ball pitch to Toritani. Called strike 1 on the outside corner. The 1-3 pitch, high and away, ball 4. The Hanshin Tigers have the leadoff man aboard here in the top of the eighth inning. That'll bring up first baseman Sheets. Sheets so far today hit a hard liner right to Nishioka in the first. Flew out to right and hit the ball back up the middle for a single in the sixth, where he came around to score. Scored the Tigers' first run of the game. The first pitch is bunted right back up to the pitcher, a fly ball to the mound. Yabuta fields the ball, turns to first, but Toritani is back. Sacrifice fails with Sheets. The now have a runner at first, one out. And cleanup batter Kanemoto coming up to the plate. Kanemoto got his first base hit of the series in the fourth inning when he grounded a base hit through the right side. First pitch in there for a called strike one to Kanemoto. The second offering swung on and missed. Strike two. A big swing and a miss by Kanemoto. Two strikes, no balls, the count to Kanemoto. Third offering misses low for ball one. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Yabuta comes set. The pitch misses low and away, ball two, evening the count at 2-2. The Tigers with a leadoff base on balls. Sheets fails to sacrifice him along. And the next pitch, forkball, swung on and missed by Kanemoto. Strike three. It looks like Kanemoto thinks that he might have foul tipped that one. But if so, it was right into Satozaki's glove. So foul tip doesn't matter there. Kanemoto down on strikes. First strikeout by Yabuta. That'll bring up third baseman Imaoka. Imaoka drove in the first Hanshin run with a single up the middle. First pitch misses up and in for ball one. Runner at first, two down now for the Tigers. The second offering in there for a called strike one on the inside part of the plate. The 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. Strike two, the pitch way up. Out of the strike zone. Two strikes, one ball, the count. Tigers running out of outs here. The next offering swung on and fouled back. Imoka stays alive. Ball a bit high, but Imaoka protecting anything close. The pitch before that was definitely a ball. This one was right on the border. Two strikes, one ball, and strike three! Called or swinging, it doesn't matter. It was strike three. Imaoka kind of did a check swing, the ball over the outside part of the plate. And the Tigers are retired. So, here in the eighth, Tigers get a leadoff base on balls, but fail to capitalize on it. We're going to the ninth, with the Chibolote Marines holding on to a 3-2 lead. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the ninth. Chibolote Marines leading this one by a score of 3-2. We've got our sixth Hanshin pitcher of the evening. Is it Kay? I'm still waiting for confirmation that it is Kubota. Yes, I have just gotten confirmation. It is JFK no K, Kubota. Despite not having the lead, the Hanshin Tigers going with their JFK closing trio. Jeff Williams, Fujikawa, and Kubota. The first pitch by Kubota to Imae is swung on a miss, strike one. The second offering misses outside. That brings the count even at 1-1. Imaya at the plate, 0-3 tonight. The next offering in the dirt, taken by Imaya. Imaya, through the first three games, was 10-12. Oh, for two tonight. Sorry, he had a sacrifice bunt. So he's now 10-14 in the series. Next pitch, swung on and hit deep to left. Left fielder Kanemoto goes back at the wall and takes the ball in for out number one. Imae gives the ball a ride all the way to the fence. Kanemoto against the fence in left takes the ball in for the first out of the ninth. And for the first time in this series, the Hanshin Tigers keep Imae off the bases. Kataoka is coming in to play third base, batting in the number six slot. Nakamura comes in to play right field, batting ninth. First pitch to Lee misses for ball one. Lee tonight, a two-run home run in the second, a timely double in the fourth, accounting for all three of Lotte runs. Second offering is swung on a missed, evening the count at 1-1. And in the sixth inning, he hit a double off the wall in left center, but was thrown out at third, trying to stretch it into a triple. Next offering misses high and away, ball two. One strike, two balls. The next offering swung on and hit through the right side into right field for a base hit. So Lee, 4-4-4 tonight. Home run, double, double, and single. If only. I mean, he was a meter away from the cycle tonight, as he was thrown out trying to stretch that double into a triple in the sixth.